Thank you. The Cave of Winds, the title track from a quite remarkable album there by saxophonist Tony Malaby. And as I mentioned, this is very modern, very dissonant, very atonal at times. His playing is always interesting, and it is challenging, and it is the term that really comes to my mind a lot is some of jazz. You can sit back and just let it wash over you. Some of it is quite challenging, and it places demands on you to pay attention a little more than you might want to in any given moment. Tony Malaby is one of those ones who really wants you to pay attention to what he's doing, because it is not sort of just one thing to another smoothly and melodically at times. Interesting and great talent there, Tony Malaby. And it is 11:18 Central Standard Time in Winnipeg. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays, live in the studio, live streamed at ckuw.ca and archived there as well. So you could be picking up previous shows if you've been cruising around the internet looking for something. And there's Voyage on CKUW, although I think you have to work a little harder to get it than just casually bumping into it. Hope you, if that was the case, that it was worth the time it took to find us. I'm going to move now into my historical segment, and there's so much material. There's times when I think that the people who keep records in the jazz world have been looking at my, quote, office, end quote, because I can lose stuff in there quite easily. And people in the jazz world seem to lose about a third of all their recordings. And then, oh, there they are in someone's basement or, garage 30, 40 years later. Come on, man, you can do better than that. But there's always these lost things being found. And an example of this is a few lost, in quotation marks, sessions and recordings and concerts by pianist Bill Evans, who belongs on everybody's best of lists in terms of things you need to know in the jazz world. I think probably the latest discovery is called Treasures, Solo, Trio, and Orchestral Recordings from Denmark between 1965 and 1969. Now, there's a title for an album. And it goes several CDs because it is there is a lot of stuff here. And it does have several trios. It has orchestra, and it has solo as well. And it's very interesting stuff. You know, you wonder if they must be scraping the bottom here, and these are all takes that were thought to be not worth recording, and now the person's dead, so what the heck, let's make a buck or two. But this is pretty good stuff, actually, very good stuff. I'm going to play a set. I'll just say that the trios they modify from time to time, and I'm not going to try and keep you up to date on which one is which. It could be Nils Henning Ørsted Pedersen on bass and Alex Riel on drums, or Alan Dawson on drums, along with Nils Henning Ørsted Pedersen, frequently just referred to as NHOP. Or it could be Eddie Gomez on bass and Marty Morell on drums as well, with the orchestra in the background and some of his solo stuff as well. However, it is configured. This man was sort of an incredible talent. And it really amazes me at times when Evans, who struggled with substance abuse and addiction for almost all his adult life, in spite of that, his playing is so remarkable, and you wonder what would have happened if he'd been straight the whole time. As it is, he plays some incredible piano and is one of the benchmark jazz piano trios. They all sort of line up after him in terms of the historical side. There's current ones that do a really good job for now. But for then, Bill Evans just had remarkable beauty in his playing. I'm going to play a set from Treasures, the solo trio and orchestral stuff from Denmark in the 60s. Two versions of Time Remembered. One is a trio, and I think the other one has an orchestral bit. Who Can I Turn To? A Person I Knew, the classic Round Midnight. And I'll end with Stella by Starlight, and I'll have a couple of things to say about that piece when we get there. But here, for the next, I think all these together go about 25 minutes or so, maybe a little more. Here is Bill Evans in various configurations from Denmark between 1965 and 1969, starting with Time Remembered. one and only Bill Evans there in my historical segment today from a multi-CD collection. Well, I think there's two of them, actually, called Treasures Solo Trio and Orchestral Recordings from Denmark between 65 and 69. Found in some basement of a Danish pastry shop or something fairly recently, and gifted to us. There's always, I don't know where all this stuff comes from, and you end up, I mean, stuff that's re-released because it was so good and people need to hear it again is one thing, but when stuff has never been released and it's sort of like they just found it, where was it? These people need an archivist. They need some sort of OCD person to look after all their stuff. Anyhow, Bill Evans, Treasures. And that last track was called Stella by Starlight, of course, the standard. And I've commented before that it's taken on new meaning for me lately. I have a fabulous dear friend who is a Winnipegger by birth, and we had a few adventures together when we were teenagers, and he now lives in San Francisco and has for many years, and has at this point successfully fought with some major health issues, but he also learned to play jazz piano in his 40s and really has even actually recorded. He's pretty good. I think Bill Evans is not going to rise up, but it's good stuff. Anyhow, Jerry grew up on Stella Avenue in the North End, and he has always sort of commented that, and I have encouraged this, that Stella by Starlight is just an indication of him standing outside his front door when he was young. It has nothing to do with a woman or anything else. It's Stella Avenue at night. So Stella by Starlight from now on will always be Jerry's tune. It's and he got a big laugh out of this when I told him that I had actually announced on air, I don't know when, months ago of some time, that Stella by Starlight was now Jerry's tune. So that was for you, Jer. Hang in there, man. That was my historical segment today, and it's sneaking us closer to the end of our second hour. Not quite. It's 11:53, but sometime around this time of day, it's sort of de rigueur that I tell you exactly what it is you're listening to. So here goes.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. Yes, we will do that for absolute sure. There is no question about that. Now, let me see now where we're going next. Hang on. You know, there you go. I need now to get back to... to some different sound, and this is a very different sound, back to Canada, as a matter of fact, but this is soprano and bass clarinet player Philippe Côté and Mark Copeland on piano, and they also feature a string quartet from Saguenay and in Quebec as well on some of these tracks. This is a very nice album, and it's one of those ones that I sort of dug out just in the last little while. If you heard my comments at the beginning of the show, there's just so much music, and there's no way I can keep up with all the current stuff, that is the really current stuff. But it means that things from a few years ago that were really neat and that I played at the time have sort of been put in storage, so to speak. And I try and dig them out every now and then as I find them or come across them and give them airtime again. This one's from 3 or 4 years ago with Philippe Côté on basically soprano and bass clarinet, and Mark Copeland on piano. It's a very neat album. As a matter of fact, it's sort of a twofer, in a sense. There's two different albums with different, slightly different persona on them. But this is one that's called Bell Tolls Variations, and it's really neat. There's also a companion piece called, album called Fleur Revisited, but this is from Bell Tolls Variations with Philippe Côté and Mark Copeland. I'm going to play a set because some of the tracks are only a minute or so long. The first two are Alchemy 1 and Alchemy 2, obviously two parts of the same basic composition, and then moving on to other things as well. Here is Philippe Côté and Mark Copeland from Bell Tolls Variations. This is Alchemy 1 and 2, and then some other stuff.